for ownership rights to the material. University officials say they're aggressively pursuing an agreement with the donor. They say as soon as an agreement is final, the collection will be made accessible to the public. There was no indication when that agreement will be worked out, though. The university didn't identify the donor, who said it was concerned that the release would not invade personal privacy. The Obama campaign says the senator does not have control over the records or the ability to release them. Health officials are now watching for new cases of West Nile virus, now that the first two of the summer in central Illinois have been found. The State Department of Public Health says an elderly woman in Montgomery County is recovering from the virus, while a West Nile case in Macon County has affected a person in their 20s. County health officials there say that person is recovering without complications. West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, and evidence of the virus in mosquito pools has been found for the past few weeks. The chancellor of the University of Illinois' Urbana campus says his signature will not be on a call to lower the minimum drinking age. As we heard earlier on All Things Considered, more than 100 college presidents and chancellors have added their names to something called the Amethyst Initiative. They're asking the federal government to lift a requirement for all states to keep their drinking age at 21 or lose highway funding. The administrators argue that a high minimum age has led to binge drinking, and lowering it would encourage college-age people to make more responsible decisions about alcohol. U of I Chancellor Richard Herman doesn't buy the argument.
That's a bit of amateur psychology, which I'm not convinced holds water. I don't mean to debunk it entirely, but I think you'd probably find people on both sides of that argument. But it's at least it's not a particularly compelling one for me.
Herman questions if it's wise to change the law only because many college students break the law when they drink underage. He says the university's experience with unofficial St. Patrick's Day and its attraction to out-of-town students convinces him to leave the age where it is. A state senator from West Central Illinois says he's getting a lot of calls now that Senate President Emil Jones has announced he'll retire. Rich Egger has that story.
Some of those callers want to replace Jones and are hoping for John Sullivan's support. Others urge the Rushville Democrat to seek the Senate presidency. Sullivan says he'd be willing to consider the position, but just as important, he wants to make sure a downstate perspective is included when choosing a new Senate president.
That's where my emphasis is, in trying to talk to my colleagues and say, listen, let's stick together as a block and let's try to influence this election to make sure that the next president is somebody that we can rely on.
Sullivan says Jones did a good job of making sure everyone in the Democratic caucus was heard. Sullivan currently serves as the majority caucus whip. Rich Egger reporting.
A federal agency has sent a letter to Governor Blagojevich warning that air quality in 14 Illinois counties doesn't meet new air pollution standards. Two counties are new to the polluters in Tuesday's letter. The EPA says Rock Island County may be creating soot problems in Iowa, and Massac County in the far south may be sending pollution to Kentucky. The EPA is seeking comments from Illinois before it makes its final designations. Being on the list makes it more difficult for counties to expand industry. In Illinois, those counties that the EPA plans to name as not meeting the new standard for fine particles are mainly in the Chicago area as well as the Metro East, besides Massac and Rock Island counties. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Well, we're seeing fair weather clouds on this Tuesday afternoon. Much of the Midwest today is seeing the same thing, but no precipitation to speak of as temperatures were climbing into the low to mid-80s by mid-afternoon. A large area of high pressure over the central part of Illinois will slowly drift to the east through Thursday. That'll allow a southerly wind flow to set up, and there will be a slight warm-up through Thursday. And an upper-level disturbance over northern Texas now will track to the northeast, and that should bring a chance of showers and thunderstorms to the region, starting Thursday with a better chance on Friday, according to our meteorologist Ed Keezer. Mostly clear skies and temperatures in the 60s will prevail tonight across the two-state area. Sunshine and temperatures in the 80s for tomorrow. Our forecast for Champaign-Urbana proper includes a clear sky for tonight, the low 63 in town, about 57 degrees in nearby rural locations. The winds should be from the east at under 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 86 degrees, winds from the east to southeast at 3 to 8 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 64, then the Thursday forecast calling for a high again of 86 degrees under partly sunny skies. And then Thursday night is when the clouds should start to roll in. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, a low of 67 with a slight chance of a passing shower after midnight Thursday. Friday, mostly cloudy and more humid with a chance of a few passing showers and thunderstorms and a high of 87 degrees. Right now in Friends Plaza in Urbana, the skies are mainly clear and it's 83 degrees at 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and in this segment, we head to the Olympics. We have several stories today. First, it was a big day for two American women who came to Beijing with high hopes. After three silver medals, gymnast Shawn Johnson has finally won Olympic gold. It came on the balance beam in the game's final gymnastics competition. America's Sonia Richards did not fare as well. The runner was ahead in the final stretch of the 400 meters, but then she faded and settled for bronze.